The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. I am so excited to partner with them once again in 2022 because they've got a lot of great stuff going on, including an entirely redesigned and renovated driving range and practice area. It's got Top Tracer. It's got, what, like 42 heated bays, individually heated, by the way. And it's even got a food truck and much, much more, such as two bars. Yeah, that's right. Go out to CogHillGolf.com today to learn a little bit more. And of course, you already know about all their great golf courses. CogHillGolf.com. We're also pleased to continue to work with our friends at WorldwideGolfShops.com. You've heard me talk about them many times before. They've got everything you need for golf. They've got apparel, accessories, training aids, all the new equipment. They've got deals like every single day. And going out to WorldwideGolfShops.com might just help you improve your game this golf season. WorldwideGolfShops.com. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am not Adam Fonseca, but you are still listening to Golf Unfiltered. My name is Nikki Dunnigan, and if you missed the last couple episodes or if you just need a refresher, we are right in the middle of a mini series that we are calling Memoirs from Magnolia Lane. The temperatures around here are starting to rise and the pollen is starting to lightly coat every surface, at least down here in the south. And that can only mean one thing other than to restock your Claritin. But more importantly, it is Masters season. And with that, we are kicking off the first major of the year by bringing you stories and traditions surrounding this sacred tournament from the patron point of view. Just a quick little reminder and disclaimer that I may not need to say, but I'm going to anyway. This podcast is in no way affiliated, nor are we sponsored by Augusta National Golf Club, the Masters Tournament, or any of its affiliates. Just getting that out of the way again. I am really, really, really excited to introduce you to today's guest. She grew up just a stone's throw away from Augusta and even got to work the tournament when she was younger. But more importantly, she's the author of a book called Badges, Egg Salad, and Green Jackets, The Masters from A to Z. I am so excited for you to meet Mrs. Julie Ferris. Julie, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm so, so good. I know I'm getting excited for the Masters, and I know you are too. I'm sure we'll get into talking about this soon, but right off the bat, who is your pick for this year? Not to put you on the spot, but.
Oh, I haven't thought that far yet. Let's see. I mean, one of my favorites is always Jordan Spieth. You got to pull for Jordan.
Yeah, I know. He's a favorite for sure. Now, we are definitely going to come back to the book for sure, because I have a ton of questions. And, you know, I love this book. I know you and I were talking about this earlier. I bought one for my son for his Easter basket last year. But, you know, I've talked about this on a previous episode. My grandparents are from Augusta. I'm familiar with that area, and I'm familiar with how the whole area just completely stops during the tournament week. So I'd love to hear from you and from someone who grew up in that area and spent their whole life in that area, what the energy is like during the tournament. And especially, what was it like to actually work the tournament?
Well, the energy is way higher than it used to be when I was younger growing up. So when I grew up, I'm from Thompson, Georgia, which is just 30 miles west of Augusta. You could just walk up and get practice round tickets and just walk right in. They hardly cost anything. In fact, I never went. I didn't think it was a big deal. And I was never interested in golf until I was in high school. One of my friends said, hey, we should go work the Masters. And, so a big group of us applied and we got the job. So that was the first time I went, was actually when I worked there. So that was spring of 91, I believe. So I did it 91 and 92. And that was a long time ago when they had tents. There were not, big structures for the concessions, and I worked the concession stands. There were no computers. So these older ladies who worked there every year would bring their pillows, and they would sit on these stools, and you had to add up however much, you know, the sandwich and a Coke was, and if it was, you know, 225, you'd go hand her a five and you'd say 225 out of five, and she'd make the change and she'd give it to you, and then you'd go give it to the customer. So that's how things used to work there. Now it's all very different. Anyway.
Except for the prices. The prices are still
$2.25. Prices are very similar. Yeah. I think sandwiches have only gone up like 50 cents, which is kind of neat. They were a dollar back then. So I think they're like, the next salad's maybe $1.50 now. So that became my love. I started being very interested in golf then. And I really realized what a big deal it was when all these people, they noticed my southern accent when they'd come and they'd talk to me and they'd say, you know, you must be from around here and things like that. I'm like, wow, people have come from all over to come to this tournament. It's right here in our backyard. So from there, I started being very interested in golf, and luckily I've been able to attend practice rounds and the Masters a good number of times since then. But you're right, now the town just stops Masters Week. Even Thompson does. It's so much fun. A lot of friends in Augusta, they rent out their houses, and they've been working for weeks getting their houses ready. Masters ready is what they call it. And the town spruce up. Thompson spruces up. The country clubs get ready for lots of golfers who come, and they go to the Masters, and then they also play golf there a couple of times. Restaurants have great menus that week, and everything's just beautiful. You mentioned the pollen being out. I actually just wanted to walk, and azaleas are starting to bloom too, so I was getting kind of excited about that. So if they're blooming here, I know they're really blooming in Augusta.
Oh yeah, they've got it under control there. You know, whether it doesn't matter what the temperature is, they probably have a greenhouse somewhere where they've got yes. them in bloom for sure.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that's sort of how I became interested in the Masters.
That's so interesting that you used to be able to just walk up and buy a practice round ticket, whenever, because nowadays practice round tickets go for thousands of dollars. For a practice round, when you may or may not even get to see a player even hit the ball, which is because people are paying that much money just to see the course.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. And it's worth it. If I'd never been before to go one time, it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
Just to see the course. It's just gorgeous. And it's hard to explain. And it to somebody who's never been there before, how pretty it is and how pristine everything is.
I've seen people say like that it's worth it to spend that much money on a practice round ticket. Even if you get rained out and you spend all day in the pro shop, spending even more money shopping, and you don't even get to see, you know, an ounce of golf. Is that all you did? Was sure. Spend money all day long. So
that is in the new golf shop. It's very nice.
Yes, yeah, for sure. You mentioned that you weren't even really interested in golf, you know, at the time. And, you mentioned that you don't actually play a lot of golf. And that's actually something that you and I have in common. As many times as I've been to the Masters, and as much as you go to the Masters, and as much as you love the Masters, the fact that neither of us play, we still have a real love for this tournament and what it stands for and what it means. That kind of leads me into my next question, something that we are asking all of our guests on this mini series. What does the tradition, unlike any other, mean to you, especially as someone who doesn't actually play a lot of golf? You know, a lot of people assume that the Masters is something that means a lot to golfers. I would love to hear your point of view and your take on that as someone who doesn't actually play a lot.
Yeah, well, I don't play at all. So I don't play at all. But I love golf. And my husband is a golfer and my son is a golfer. So that's, I do love and appreciate and how hard the game is because of that. It's just a special place. And it's so neat how the whole country comes together to watch the Masters that week. And us as a family, we don't make any plans. I mean, especially that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't do anything other than watch the Masters those couple of days. Unfortunately, my daughter has had some sports and soccer events. Anyway, we kind of live stream it if she's playing a Masters Sunday. But other than that, that's it. I mean, we are glued to the TV. And anyway, it's just very special. The coverage is wonderful. The golfers so appreciate it. They love the town in Augusta, and Augusta just welcomes them with open arms. all the people there and the patrons are just, they're treated in such a kind and nice way. I've been to other golf tournaments before, and it's very different. So it's a pretty special place. All the traditions there, so everything from champions dinner to the par three contest where the families get involved. And seeing all the members in their green jackets out there and all the jobs that they do that week. It's a lot of work to put on this tournament, and it shows. So I hope it only continues to grow and stays as special as it does.
Now, you mentioned something that another one of our guests brought up as well, is how different this tournament is from other tournaments. You know, you mentioned that you've been to other golf tournaments. You know, as someone who the Masters was your first tournament, was it a shell shock to you when you went to another tournament? You know, what was one of the things that stood out to you the most when you went to another tournament, like as far as the differences?
The bathrooms, a lot of golf they have portalets and not at the Masters. Yeah, not at the Masters. And prices of food. I mean, you can just talk about food at the Masters. That's, you can talk about that for 30 minutes. But how wonderful the sandwiches are, and how it's evolved a little bit through the years. They've added some things, but not a whole lot. I remember when I used to work there, the chicken sandwiches, they just came with one bun, like just one bun and one chicken breast in the green bag. They mm-hmm. do have two buns now. They've added that. The peach ice cream is, those peach ice cream sandwiches, those are new. The cookies are new. But yeah. So much has stayed the same compared to going to another tournament where, you know, you pay $8 for a hot dog. So that's pretty special too, that to keep it level and do this one
of the stages. My husband and I are obviously used to going to the Masters and eating all day long for, you know, right. less than $20. And we went to the PGA Championship for the first time, which is obviously a major, and we were sure. expecting to spend a little bit more money, but we spent with $60 for both of us to just eat lunch. We both right. got just a burger and some chips and a drink, and like not even an alcoholic beverage either, but sure. we were just yeah. floored by yeah. the prices. And, you know, yeah. we heard several other people online being like, well, this ain't Augusta prices. And, no. you know, so, but you're and absolutely also, right. They do it so differently.
Yeah, they do. The parking, you know, was so nice at Augusta too. And it's free now, you know, they've added this parking space, this parking lot. In the past couple of years, used to be people would charge and you'd happily pay $20 to park in their lots or in their driveways. But yeah, that's so nice too, that they want everything to be free and you park and there's nice pine straw around and just walk in the tournament.
But is that, do you think that that's the all of these things, that the cost of the food being so low and the bathrooms being so nice, and, you know, do you think that that is worth, you know, when these people are paying tens of thousands of dollars for these tickets, do you think that that offsets the cost of what they're paying for these tickets sometimes, you know?
Well, the badge holders don't pay that much.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
Right. Yeah. Well, so the people who are getting money is going to help with that stuff. Yeah, the badge holders, yeah, they just pay a couple hundred and that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
But yes, the Augusta National wants it as nice as it can be, and it is. So yeah, that's pretty special.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. Now, I do want to talk about the book.
Sure.
And I know I mentioned this before. I stumbled across your Instagram, I believe it was last year. And I've never bought something so fast in my life. I saw this book and I was like, I have to have this. It's so cute. I had a toddler, a very young toddler, and I was like, this is the cutest book I've ever seen. But after I bought it, I realized this isn't just a children's book. Like, everybody would love, like any golf fan, especially Masters fans, would love to have this book.
Sure.
And you even went out of your way to email me after I bought it and said, I'd love to like personalize it. And I just thought that was the nicest thing ever. And you don't just do that for one person. Like, that wasn't just a special thing for me. You do that for everybody.
Right. Yeah, I do.
And that is just the sweetest thing. But I've recommended it to so many of my golf friends and non-golf friends. Ones with kids and ones without. But, you know, besides the obvious love for the tournament, what was your inspiration for doing this children's book that's not really a children's book? It's for everybody.
So yeah, well, I'm a teacher, and so I do love children's books. I teach kindergarten, used to teach preschool, and I had children at the time when I got the idea to write it. It was back in 2011. So my daughter had just turned 4 and my son was 6, and my husband had been to the tournament that day. I forget which day, but it's on the first day. And I was giving Catherine a bath that night, and Kevin said, "Where did Daddy go again?" And so he went to the Masters, and she kind of looked at me, and I said, "You know, it's that tournament close to where Ellie and Kat, my parents, live in Thompson." She's like, "Oh, okay." And she's like, "Where did he eat lunch?" She was all interested. And he actually got to go with a member that day, a friend of his work. And I said, "Well, it's a really big deal. He got to eat at the clubhouse, Catherine. That's a big deal." So she said, "Well, what does that look like?" And so here we have it here. So that's really what did it. I tell many people, my wheels started spinning then. I was like, wait a minute, I don't think there's a children's book about the Masters. And when we did have the Masters on, when Catherine was younger, now she watches it, but she would go do other things. She'd go in another room, watch the movie, or go outside and play. So she really maybe never had seen the clubhouse. So Bob was home by then. I got him to come upstairs, finish getting Catherine the bath. We just had one computer event. So I ran downstairs and I started doing a Google search, children's books about the Masters, and there wasn't one. So right then I got the idea. A friend of mine, a girl that I used to teach with, had written a book about the Braves years ago, and it's back to her field. So I had her book and I looked it up and saw Mascot Books was the publisher, and they do all the game day books, the Georgia books, and many other books as well. So I looked at their website. There was a little place, a little question where you could write and then, you know, your idea about a book. So I don't know, just being a teacher, I thought, I need to do a master's A to Z. So I sent it to them. This was on it was actually on a Friday night. So I sent it in on Friday night. Well, Saturday morning, it was before we had iPhones, I got up and checked my email thinking they might have emailed me back. And I was like, I really don't think they're working on Friday night. So I decided, I was like, I need to write this book. So I got a legal pad and wrote the alphabet out with a couple of lines in between each one. I called my parents that day. They were actually going. And I said, don't tell anybody, but here's my idea. If y'all see anything good, let me know. But, you know, I want to write this. So that weekend in front of the TV, I really saw, you know, anything that started with an A, I'd write it down. Azaleas, Augusta. If I'd see B, I'd, you know, think of B words, birdie, bogeys, badges is what it ended up being. So by Sunday night, I had a couple of keywords for every letter of the alphabet. And on Monday, I did hear from Mascot Books that they were wow. very interested in my book. And so from there, I went on to write a keyword. I write a paragraph for each one. I picked the 26 best keywords, and then I wrote a couple of sentences or a good paragraph explaining each one. And then in 2012, it was published.
And that is one something, because you mentioned, I'm glad you actually talked about how, like, you went through the process of, like, writing out multiple different things for each letters. Cause right. as I was sitting there reading through the first time I read through it, I was like, I wonder what each letter is going to be, you know?
Okay.
And what was your process for limiting that down? You know, how did you decide that, you know, E was going to be egg salad and H was going to be honorary starters, and, you know, well, not to spoil the book for everyone, but you know.
Yeah, it was hard. I tried to make it master specific terms. Oh, can you see me anymore?
Yes. I can.
Okay, my camera stopped. There I am. All right. So I try to use master-specific terms. So I decided not to do bogey, birdie, and ball.
Not golf in general, but masters right. more.
Because anything is golf, you know, that could right. be any kind of tournament. So I tried to make it more master-specific, like, you know, G is for green jacket, B is for badges. Mm-hmm. Of course, C is for clubhouse, because Catherine was the one that did that. Yeah. So that's really how I chose them. I did do E is for egg salad, because that's my very favorite sandwich there. So anyway, that's how I kind of chose them. I knew that I didn't want like a cartoonish book for kids. I wanted something that might be a coffee table book or the book that others would enjoy. A lot of people give this to dads and granddads. And they appreciate it and they read it to their grandchildren. Also, a lot of people learned a lot from this book, sort of some inside information that they didn't know. I was lucky enough to two members worked with me and kind of read through it and made sure that I had all my facts correct, which was really so I wanted it right. But I wanted a good illustrator, and Mascot Books has illustrators on retainer that you can use them, but I really didn't like anything that they use. And there was a guy in my hometown, Thompson, Josh Thomas, that had gone to SCAD, and I knew that he was a great painter, and I knew he had a love of golf as well. But he had coached my son in his first little golf camp, Thompson, when Rob was five, when he was five. So I contacted Josh and asked him if he'd be interested in it. He said, sure, you know. So he kind of did a front cover for me. I said, well, let me see, your ideas. I told him my ideas. So he did a front cover for me. And a couple weeks later, we're in Thompson for Easter, and he met me at the country club and brought me the front cover. And I liked it. And so I decided to hire him. So we worked together. His dad also used to coach golf at Augusta College, Augusta State back then. And they know the national real well. So I got very lucky with Josh being able to do this. I've gotten so many good compliments on the illustrations in the book.
I was just about to say, the illustrations are beautiful as well. Thanks. Not only is the, like, each letter something extremely unique, and the information is extremely educational, but the illustrations are like what drew me in too. And they're so beautiful. I have to ask, it sounds weird to say, like, what letter is your favorite? Cause it's not like what letter of the alphabet is your favorite, but yeah, what letter in the book is your favorite?
Well, I do love, the E, I thought he nailed the X out. I'm looking at the book right now.
Beautiful.
I love how he drew the egg salad with the green sort of cellophane around it that you can see through, because that's the way you buy it at the Masters. And then there's the Masters Club on top of it. So when you're the author, you get to choose what goes in the back of the book. So you see in the back of the book, I put that page on the back of the book. So yeah, that's really my favorite. I love that one. So just put a little plug in. You can also, when you're the author, you can have some ideas. So I was like, it might be fun if I feature my kids in here. So on the K page, I got him to draw my daughter, Catherine. Anyway, it was a surprise to both my kids. They didn't know that they were going to be in the book. She was missing some teeth at the time. and then my son was in third grade when the Tumbus was done. So he's in the W page, the www.masters.com.
That is so special for them. They're going to have this forever.
I know, they will. And then at the very back on the Z page, Josh had drawn that, and I thought the drawing was just kind of plain. And he would send them to me on email, and I'd look at them. And I was sitting there looking at in my den, and I saw my dog Molly laying on the floor. And I was like, oh, Josh, why don't you add my dog Molly a little bit more? So I sent him a picture of Molly, and he drew it. So when the book came and I showed it to the kids, they thought it was neat that they were in the book, but they were way more excited about our dog
Molly. About the dog.
Yeah. And so Molly's funny. Still around. She's laying on the floor with me. She's an old girl now, but we told her that she's a superstar being in a book.
Oh, well, that is so special. I know my favorite page is, I was tickled to see that the letter X was extremely fast greens.
Yeah, X is tough.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough letter. X and Q are both very, very tough letters. I think you picked good ones for both of those, but I personally loved extremely fast greens. I thought that was a good one. Yeah,
I had to get creative with that one. Yes, definitely.
Well, I'm going to definitely include any and everywhere where people can purchase the book. And in the episode notes, is there anywhere else that is there anywhere specifically that you want people to go and purchase the book over anywhere else?
The best way to buy it is straight through my website, and it's So I started my own business. Anyway, doing this, I've learned a lot about owning a small business. And luckily my husband helps me out with the finance part. So www.junebugprint.com is my website. So if people order straight from there, then I receive the order. So that's what you did. And then I'll email them and just say, how would you like this personalized? And I've done some very interesting personalizations through the years.
Tell us about, or are they?
Yeah, oh no, they're just funny. I should have written them down. One last year, I've never done it. So I like to personalize it for, you know, whoever you're giving it to. If it's Jay for the Jones family, or, you know, M is for Mark, something like that.
My son's L is for Logan. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. So it makes it kind of special. Sometimes people want me just to write some bizarre things. I'm like, well, why don't you write that to them? but this was interesting. Last year, a little girl's name was Magnolia Lane.
No.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. So I did. And this for Magnolia and L is for Lane. So I thought wow. That was cool. It's like, oh my gosh, there's some golf lovers there.
I was about to say that those are some Masters fans right there.
Oh yeah. For sure. Oh yeah. Definitely. But lots of messages that people mean to write, you know, keep on golfing or keep working hard, things like that. But it is fun to personalize them. I do lots for baby showers, you know, for children not even born. So I'll do, you know, B is for baby girl, you know, Jones or something like that, which has been fun to do. And then a lot for birthday presents, and Christmas presents, and Easter baskets when Easter is right around typically Masters week, like you did. It's the perfect Easter basket.
Yes.
For kids.
Yes. I was about to say, I'm sure the uptick is coming in right now, as it's getting closer. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a lot of fun. So a lot of children's boutiques carry it. A number of stores have carried it through the years. Some golf clubs carry it. PGA Superstore used to carry it. So a lot of children's boutiques carry it, which is nice. But then a good amount of orders I get personally from a website, and that's when I will personalize it for the people. It's also sold on Amazon, but they order straight from a publisher, so they aren't signed by me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the end goal is obviously for the Augusta National Pro Shop to carry it in there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yes. Yeah. And I've tried. I tried in 2011 when I first had the idea, and I came up with a business plan and talked to them and emailed back and forth and talked to the phone, and they love the idea, but they said they just weren't ready for a children's book yet. So I kind of put it on hold that 2011 year. So I tried again in 2012. And once again, they loved it. And this is the business office that we're working with.
Right,
They loved the idea again and said they just weren't ready to tackle that project. But they said, if I wanted, like most other books that have been written about the Masters, as long as I didn't use their official logo, then I was free to publish it. So we were sure not to use their logo. And just like you said at the beginning of this, there are a couple different places where it says this publication was not authorized by Augusta National and all that. Yes. We actually got a media attorney in New York to look at it to be sure. A lot of Augusta people do order it. And maybe one day they'll care it. I think it's the perfect gift. You know, children outgrow shirts and onesies, and that this is a great gift, and they can learn so much from it. And the goal was to teach children about the Masters and how special it is. And hopefully that might get them interested in playing golf. It's such a wonderful sport for girls and for boys. That's my goal. Is that I hope that children will appreciate the Masters and maybe want to watch it with their mom and dad and maybe get to go one day.
That's such a good point. And I love that point as well, because, you know, there's such a good push around right now. I think the big PGA Tour golf theme is, you know, grow the game.
Sure.
I think this is an excellent way to do that. I think there's a lot of efforts around making the tournaments cooler, and I think there's a lot of stuff that has to happen off the course first to get
the kids interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the National has done lots of that since I've written it, and I've had a couple of revisions to the book. They added drive, chip, and putt after I wrote this, and so I believe that I added that on the K page is where it talks about drive, chip, and putt. Yes. And the junior pass program was also implemented after I wrote the book. So I added that as well. It talks about both of those. A few other revisions I made was for the Eisenhower tree after the ice storm happened.
Yep.
And then that was maybe 2014. So on the Ike page, I added, yeah, it was 2014, an ice storm damaged most of the tree's branches, and that was removed.
I remember when it was removed because they sold keychains in the pro shop that had like pieces of the tree on them, and those flew off the shelf.
Oh, I bet. I'm sure. And then another revision I made was, I do love the H's for honorary starters page. Mm-hmm. Josh did a really good job drawing them. But after Arnold Palmer died, I added the late Arnold Palmer because it's still so I added that. Just a few revisions. Other than that, pretty much everything is basically still the same. No cell phones still.
Yes, absolutely. Tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, exactly. Which I love. It's so nice just being there with my phones. It's nice.
It is. And I love seeing the pictures, like the comparison of the pictures of the tournaments. When you see the crowd following Tiger at the Masters versus the crowd. Yeah. And everyone's eyes are on the golf, you know, and I've gone to other tournaments and I've had my phone up taking pictures, but it's a completely different experience to be there. And like, you feel more in the moment. And I think that gives into the like FOMO experience a little bit, you know, cause the only, you have like word of mouth is the only way you get to talk about, you know, being there. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It is pretty special. And they do have phones available if you need call and contact with somebody.
Yes. We have made many phone calls.
It's kind of nice being there and nobody can contact you.
Yeah. You feel very off the grid a little bit.
Right. And a very special place.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, I just want to thank you again so much for being here. One more question. What is next? Is there another book coming? Are we going to do instead of A to Z, are we going to do a 1 through 10 kind of master's theme?
So book? A lot of people have asked that. In fact, when I first wrote the book, I did a lot of author visits at schools, which was a lot of fun. And we'd write an A to Z book about their school and sort of teach them about it. And I'd also show them some of the real illustrations and how it changes once you get on the page. One of the questions people would always ask is what's your next book? And a lot of people tell me what my next book should be. but as a mom of two kids right now, my son's a senior in high school. My daughter's a sophomore, and I teach, and this one's still selling. I'm not going to write another book anytime soon.
I do not blame you at all.
It's a lot of work and it's a lot of time and it's a big investment, and it's definitely paid off for this one. Yeah. But this one is still selling. I'm keeping up with it, but right next to this is my report crunch that I need to work on in a few minutes for parent conferences tomorrow. but yes, I have had some thoughts about what I would do next. And maybe I will one day, but not right now.
Well, that is all future state. And, you know, eventually, if we get there, we get there, but for now we will do the best that we can here to help you keep selling this one. And we will share this with all of our listeners. And I am sure that there are going to be some listeners out there who are going to scoop this up. So be prepared for some more orders coming your way.
Uh-huh.
Get your Sharpies ready to start.
Yeah, I do have to buy a lot of Sharpies.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again so much for being here. We again really appreciate it, and it's so nice to talk to more people who have a unique experience and a unique connection to the Masters and to this tournament. We are looking forward to the tournament coming up. And are you going to be going this year?
Well, I'm going and taking my son with some other moms and friends on spring break for their senior trip. Oh, so I'm doing that at the beginning of the week. My husband and daughter are actually going to drop ship and putt on that Sunday. And then she has a soccer game that Friday night for high school. And so we will be watching it definitely though.
Of course. You can't miss it. All right. Well, thank you again so much for being here. And for our listeners out there, we will have more coming to you soon from this mini series. Once again, you can reach us on social media at Golf Unfiltered. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach Adam at golfunfiltered.com, or you can reach me, Nikki at golfunfiltered.com. Julie, thank you again so much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
And we will see all of you again soon for another episode of Memoirs from Magnolia Lane. Cheers. Mm-hmm.